We're going to begin discussing today the halachas of yichud that apply in the workplace. Let's first come to understand together what the isra of yichud is. The Mishnah Kedushin, Daf Pei Amud Beis, says as follows. L'yisyachad adam b'shtei nashim. A man should not be alone together with two women. That means certainly a man should not be alone together with one woman. He should not even be alone together with two nashim. That's the isra of yichud. The Mishnah says that Isha Achas Misachelis M'Shnei Anoshim. One woman could be together with two men. So we have that one man and one woman alone together is the Isra of Yichud. We're afraid they might come to an Aver together. One man with two women is also an issue of Yichud. We're afraid they'll come to do an Avera, and the two women will not be embarrassed of each other. They would both do it. And therefore one man with two women is Asa. However, Isha Achas Misachelis M'Shnei Anoshim. Two men together with one woman, that's okay, that's not the Isra of Yichud. All these dinim, is this the Raisa, is this the Rabbanan, where does it come from? So the Gemara says that Remez the Yichud in the Torah 9. A Remez is a hint to the concept of Yichud in the Torah, where do we find it? Shnember, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imach. Your brother, who has the same mother of you, Yisischa, will take you into a private place. Ki Ben Eim Mesis, and Ben Ab, Eim Mesis, the only if he's from the same mother, and now if he's from the same father. Loimelach, the Pasuk is coming to allude to us, to hint to us, the concept that Ben Yisiachem Imay, a mother and son, they could be alone together. They could be together without afraid to come to Navir, mother and son. For us in Yisiachem, call Raish Torah. But any other woman who's an Erva in the Torah, a man cannot be alone together with her. You're afraid they might come to Navir. Now the Gemara uses the word Remez, Tiyuchem Torah. It's not clear if it's a deraisa or it's a derabbanan. It's just a remez, it's a reference to in the Torah. For the Gemara of Ezara Daf Lamed Vav, it would seem that the main isra of yichud with an erva is a deraisa, because it says that it seems to say over there that with the erva is a deraisa, with the eshes ish, a man alone together with a woman who's married to someone else, with a different married woman. The Bezdin of David HaMelech, they made exero that should be usher for a man to have yichud, to be alone together with a pnuya, with a single girl. And then there was a later gzera, the times of Hillel and Shammai, they made a gzera not to be alone together with the kusis, with the gayish woman. So, a man together with a woman who's an erva to him, that's an issur d'oraisa. A single girl who technically he can marry, that's only a gzera thereon from the times of David HaMelech. Now let's point out that in the old days, in former years, the times of David HaMelech, and times of Chazal, a single girl who became a nida once a month, which she got a monthly period, after the Rias Dam was over, she would go to the mikvah, she would become tar. So therefore, most single girls who are walking around were not nida, and they're eligible for somebody to go ahead and marry them right away at that point. However, nowadays, single girls do not go to the mikvah, and therefore any girl from approximately the age of bas mitzvah and up is assumed to be a nida, because she once became a nida, and she never became tar from being a nida. It never changed. So therefore, any girl from above the age of 12 and up, approximately 12 and up, its assumption is that there's yichud deraisa, because she is an erva, because she's a nidah. And a man together with a woman who's a nidah is a deraisa. So most cases of yichud that come up will be shailas of deraisa. When will be drabanan? If a man is alone together with a young girl below the age of 12, or a man alone together with a goyish woman. Another thing that's important to point out is that we said that the isser of yichud, a man and a woman alone together, is a deraisa. The Acharonim say, the Chavos Yor says, and the Chachos Adam writes like this also in the Binas Adam, that there's only one man and one woman is Issa Deraisa. However, even though we said that one man and two women there is Issa Yichud, but that's only Dirabonim. That's only Issa Dirabonim. So now we have one man and one woman is Yichud Deraisa, one man and two women is Yichud Dirabonim, and one man with one Gaish woman is also Dirabonim. Why is it important to know when the Issa is Deraisa, when the Issa is Dirabonim? Well, obviously we have rules in halacha that when someone has a suffix deraisa, we're not sure there's a suffix on a shiloh of deraisa, we go to chumra. But a suffix rabbanon goes to kula. So right away it's going to play a role in various shilohs that are going to come up. Is this a case of yichud deraisa, or is this an example, a scenario of yichud rabbanon? We're going to see how it plays out. Now, the Gemara has various aterim, various cases that do not have the isser of yichud. And that's going to be important for us to work out all the cases that are going to come up as we deal with yichud in the workplace and beyond. When do we have these aterim and when don't we have these aterim? The Gemara says, "Rabbi Rabba said, 'Bailu ba'ir.' If the woman's husband is in town, You don't have to worry about yichud. That means a man's alone together with a different woman who's married to someone else. As long as that woman's husband is in town, we're not so worried. Because since the husband's in town, this man and woman are not going to do anything wrong together because they're always afraid of her husband. Maybe her husband will show up. So there's a heter of Bai Labi, her husband is in town. Although Rashi seems to explain the Gemara that when Bai Labi is not a heter to do yichud, it just means that somebody who was over, who transgressed on the Issa Yichud when the husband was in town, so we're not going to give him malchus, but still an Issa. However, Tosfos says that's a heter. The Bai Labi of her husband's in town, there's absolutely no Issa Yichud, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes it, and have an Ezra Simcha Beis. Then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yeser, Rav Yeser said, Pesach Pesuch Shesarabim, you have a door open to Shesarabim, Ein Choshim Shesarabim, not worry about Yichud. This one's an easy one to understand. If the door is wide open to Shesarabim, so now afraid they're going to do an Aver together in this house, it's not really Yichud, because the door is open to the street. There's passers by in the street, anybody can happen to stop by and walk in, and therefore the Issa Yichud does not apply. And everyone agrees that by Pesach Pesuch Shesarabim, if you have a door open, then in such a case, the Issa Yichud does not apply at all. Now, let's focus a little more right now on the set of Pesach Pesuch Shesarabim and see what the practical examples of it are. Sometimes you have an office, so there's a meeting. The boss wants to meet with one of his employees. And let's say he wants to meet with a female employee. And they're going to be alone together in a room. And if you go into the hallway, there's other offices there. There's many people working there. We could say it's a public place. There's so many different offices, people working. That's basically a public place out there. So now, when they have this meeting, the boss and his female employee, typically they're going to close the door. So now, do we say that it's Pesach Pesuch Shesarabim? Because even though the door is not open, but since it's not locked, technically anyone could barge in on their meeting at any time. So that's good enough, that's considered Pesuch Shesarabim. That's good enough, that's considered to be open. Or do we say no? Pesuch means like a simple reading of the Gemara. Pesuch means that it's open. And so long as the door is not open, even if it's not locked, closed but not locked, that's not considered open, that's considered closed. And you do have the Isra of Yichud. So what's the halacha if you have a closed door if not locked? Is that considered open or not? Similarly, you can have a man and woman that are alone together in the office, and it's the end of the day, everyone else left, and they're the only ones there in this office. However, if you go out to the hallway, there's many other offices from other companies, and there's people coming and going from the other companies that are leaving, coming and going, leaving, or still at work, passing through the hallway. So, let's say we unlock the door to our office. So, it's not locked anymore, but it's still closed. So, is that considered Pesach Pesuch Shesarabim, that we have the heter of the open door? Or not, we no longer have a heter. So, this is really a big machlokes. If the door is closed but not locked, is that considered open? Or is that considered closed? There's a lashon of the Rashba, the Tshuva's a Rashba. The Rashba has a Tshuva where it discusses Yichud a little bit, and that Tshuva, it's in the Shailos Tshuva's a Rashba, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph Reish Nun Ches, 1258. The Rashba wrote many Tshuvas, that's the Simon number in the first Chelek of Tshuva's a Rashba. The Rashba wrote many more. And the lashon of the Rashba, the implication would be that as long as the door is not locked, that's considered open. Since technically anyone could barge in, and there is a door to a public place where there's passers-by, people coming and going, that's good enough, and we have the heter of Pesach Pesuach L'Shesarabim. And now, there's no longer a concern of the Issa of Yichud inside this house, or in this case of the office, inside the office. Rabbi Yehuda and Sefer Yira also writes like that, that. As long as the door is not locked, you do have the heter of Pesach Pesuach L'Shesarabim. There's also a tshuva, Shaul's tshuva Saradvaz, and Chelek Aleph, and Kuf Chav Aleph. The Radvaz discusses back and forth various cases of Yichud and Pesach Pesuch Shesarabim. At the end of the Tshuva, he also ends off and he writes that as long as he brings the Lashon of the Rashba, that as long as the door is not locked, you do have the heter of Pesach Pesuach Shesarabim. So that would be the implication of the Rishonim, that as long as the door is not locked, you have the heter of Pesach Pesuach Shesarabim and no Issa Yichud. However, there are others that differ with this. In Shaila's Tshuva of Kveger, Adir Kama, the first chelik of Shaila's Tshuva is Kveger, Simon Kuf and Simon Kuf Aleph, there's a back and forth in Tshuva between the Beis Meir and Kveger. Simon Kuf is actually the Beis Meir writing to Kveger. It's printed in Tshuva's Kveger, so we can understand correctly Simon Kuf Aleph, the Kveger's response to him. And the Beis Meir and Kveger have machleksim, they have disputes in halacha, about various different things that come up in those Tshuva's, back and forth. But one thing they're in agreement about, the Beis Meir writes that they have the heter Pesach Pesuach Shesarabim. Pasha has to be pasuach, like the Gemara says, has to be open. And closed, but not locked, is not considered open, and is not the Zetra. Now, the Lashon of the Rashba is not like that. And the Rashba is a Rishon. The Bismayer is Achron for approximately 200 years ago. He would never argue on the Rashba. But the Beis Meir says that he feels that the Taz HaSofer, that so to speak, a typo in the Lashon of the Rashba. He says if you read the Rashba carefully, it doesn't read. If you change a few words, with Magia, the few words, it would read much better. And he says that you have to Magia, change a few words in the reading of the Rashba, and the Lashon of the Rashba, and the Nusach of the Rashba. And then the way it's going to read then correctly, it'll come out, the Heto Pesach Masuach Lashis Rabim, is only if the door is actually open. However, if the door is closed, but it's not locked, you do not have the Heto Pesach Masuach Lashis Rabim. Rukvega writes back to the Beis Meir in the next Tshuva, in Simon Kof Aleph, and he writes that even though he argues with the Beis Meir on various other points that they discuss back and forth in those Tshuvas, but this point is very much in agreement with the Beis Meir, that the Heter of Pesach Masuach Lashis Rabim is only if the door is actually open. And he agrees with the Beis Meir, they have to change the girsa on the Rashba. Now the Ara, the Acharonim, will go the other way. The Ara Acharonim will go with the simple girsa of the Tshuva Rashba and the Radvaz, where Ben Yehuda writes Sefer Yirah. They say that as long as it's not locked, that's good enough and it's considered open. The Shalos Tshuva Ben Yitzian, Chelik Av, Simakuf Lamaches, he writes like that. They see the Lashon Rashba, as long as the door is not locked, it's considered Pesach Pesul of Shrabim, and it's considered as if the door is open. Now this is very Negel Loch Lamaisa. We have a massive Achleks over here. On something that could very often come up. It's very often impractical or unsafe or not acceptable to leave the door open. It's a private meeting going on between the boss and a female employee, the male boss and the female employee, and they can't leave the door open. It's something which cannot be heard by the other employees in the company. Or it's a question of leaving the door to the office open when there's one man and one woman left at the end of the day, and there's people passing by in the hallway who work for other companies that share the same office building, and we can't let them hear what's going on. It'll be an infringement of privacy, whether of the employees or of the customers, whoever they're dealing with on the phone. So we can't leave the door open, but we can leave the door unlocked. So what do we do halacha l'maaseh in such a case? So this is a very big machlokes amongst the more contemporary poskim, halacha l'maaseh. The Sefer Dvar Halacha, which is written there in Yisrael more than 50 years ago, which brings a lot of important pesukim from the Chazon Ish, in Siman Gimel of Kan Vav, he brings from the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish was mekel. Chazon Ish was lenient in this case. Chazon Ish says, as long as the door is not locked, l'maaseh they're scared. And therefore, there's a yichud does not apply, even if the door is not open. Karayat Igrisa is a collection of tshuvas from the stipler. The stipler was a brother-in-law to the Chazon Ish. And over there in Chilek Beis, Siman Kuf Chof Beis, the stipler writes that even though it's not my style to get involved in halacha shailas, I'm not really a poisek who's involved in active halacha, but here we have my brother-in-law, the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish paskind, as long as the door is not locked, you have that in the Pesach Pesul, which is Rabbi. So the Beis Medrash, the Chazon Ish, the stipler, ever for that Beis Medrash, they would definitely be mekel, but as long as the door is not locked, you don't have the Issa Yichud. On the other hand, there are those who are a machmer. In Emes Le'Yankov on Shulchan Aruch, that's the Psalm of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetzke on Shulchan Aruch, and they have an Ezra Simcha of Beis, in Ha'orach Ches on the bottom, they bring that someone asked Rabbi Yankov Kamenetzke, what's the halacha l'maaseh in this case? And Rabbi Yankov writes that he'd really think that the machlokes acharonim, or really going back to the Rishonim, really should depend on what the social norms are. He writes that he thinks that someplace in Europe, the norm was that if you want to go to someone's house, maybe you knocked on the door first, but then you open the house on your own. The assumption was that if the door is not locked, that means the house was available for you to walk into. So then as long as the door is not locked, so then you would not have the Isra of Yichud, because Pesach was so Shisrabim. The door is effectively open, although it's not physically open, but somebody would just walk in. Maybe they would knock and walk in. They would not wait for you to answer. However, in other places in Europe, the norm was, like we find today in America, that you can't just barge into someone's house. You knock on the door and you wait for them to answer. And until they answer, you don't walk in. And therefore, it would seem the Heta Pesach Pesul Shisrabim would not apply unless the door is actually open. Now this goes back to, let's go back to the case we discussed in the office. When the boss and his female employee are having a meeting in the boss's office, in some office settings it would be as such that if you want to talk to the boss, something important came up, you would knock on the door and wait for the boss to say, come in. You wouldn't just barge in on your own. He's having a private meeting. However, in other office settings, it would be as such that you would knock, maybe wait a second, and then walk in. So in such a case, Rabbi Yaakov Kanetsky would say, to everyone be in agreement, that you have the Heta of Pesach Pesul Shisrabim, because it would be typical of someone to maybe knock for a second, and then walk in. So somebody might barge in at any time, that's considered like the door is open. Lamaisa, Rabbi Kanetsky then goes on and says, Halach Lamaisa, it's Mechalik Sacharinim, although he had this theory to define what the Mechalik is dependent on, they're really dependent on different places in Europe, but Halach Lamaisa, he doesn't seem to rely on that straight out. And he says it's going to depend if it's Yichud Araisa or Yichud Rabbana. Yichud Araisa, we have to go to Chumrah, since it's Pesach Machmer. So therefore, if you have one man with one Jewish woman alone, this Yichud is Araisa, and therefore the Heta of Pesach Pesuach will only apply if the door is actually open. However, if you have a case of Yichud Rabbana, which we defined before, if you have one man and two Jewish women alone, or the truth is, if you have more than two Jewish women, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, and Ebenezer, Simcha Beisef, hey, the Rambam in the end brings a heter to have one man is with many women, so then we give the heter in many cases of Yichud, and say that there's many women there, there's no Isser of Yichud, because too many women, it's not considered Yichud anymore. The Rambam does give some limitations to this heter. However, Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that we're not usually Samech on this Ramah. The Ramah is going to Shita of Rashi. Most Mishayim go not like that, and the Machaber goes not like that. It's like Rebbe Shainim. Therefore, typically, we would be Machmer, unless the real Shas of Chak, unless he really stuck, we be Machmer, the one man with more than two women, but still have the Isra of Yichud. But the Sikha is only going to be Drabbanah. Therefore, as long as the door is not locked and there's passers by outside, that will be good enough. As opposed to, let's say, have an office building, and it could come up, let's say, by accountants, when it's tax season, and the accountants are staying in the office late, and you end up with one man, and two or more women are still there in the office. And even though typically during the day there's people passing by in the hallway, but once it comes a certain time, all the other offices and other companies that share the office building, they all empty out. Everyone works, let's say, from 9 to 5, at 5 o'clock they all go home. And these accountants are working 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. At this point, there's no one out there in the hallway. So even though it's Yichud Rabbanan, it's one man with multiple women, even though the door is not locked, you would not have the heter pesa pasul, which is rabbim, because it's not open to anything. There's no one out there. If they have a door that's open to the street, directly out to the street, there's still cars out there, there's people on the street, then you can still use the heter pesa pasul. However, if it's an office that's an office building, they share their office building with many other companies, many other corporations that use that building, so once it reaches a time and the people from the other offices leave, you no longer have the heter pesa pasul, which is rabbim, because no longer is it open to a rishis rabbim. Now, until now we discussed one man with one Jewish woman, or one man with multiple Jewish women. But if it's one man with one Goyish woman, then we have to point out that then this Yichud only be Drabbanan. Like we said before, that the Gzera of Yichud with the Kusis was a later Gzera made in the times of Shammai and Hillel. And therefore, one man with one Goyish woman is Yichud be Drabbanan. And therefore, based on the Psak of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, even though it's one man and one woman, as long as the door is not locked, that's good enough that the Yichud would not apply, because you have that of Pesach Masuach, the Rosh Hashanah. Now this is all based on going with the guidelines of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that it depends if it's Yichud Rabbanan or Yichud Deraisa. Yichud Rabbanan, as long as the door is not locked, you're good enough, assuming there's passerbys outside. But Yichud Deraisa, that will not be sufficient, the door has to actually be open. I want to point out that there are other ways to paskin on this Machlekes. If the door closed but not locked is good enough, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva says something pretty interesting. It's Neven Ezer Chilek Dalet, Simon Samachay, Ais Dalet. And Rav Moshe seems to write that it really depends on something else. And it almost seems that it doesn't really depend if the door is closed or locked so much. It depends as follows. In certain scenarios, when you're alone in the house, or you're alone in this case, as Yichud, there's a man and woman alone in the house, or as we're discussing the office, if somebody would knock on the door, you'd be expected to open the door or say, come in. Even though right now you're having a meeting or you're having a conversation, but the expectation is that someone knocks, you say, come in, let them come in, ask whoever they want to ask you, and you'll continue your meeting, your conversation afterwards. In other settings, it's as such, that if someone knocks on the door, you're not expected to answer. Let's veer away from the office now, let's discuss someone's private home. You know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, someone knocks on your door, and your car is parked in front of your house, it's obvious that you're home. I think we could say that if someone knocks on your door at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd expect it to let them in. So it rings the bell, you'd buzz them in. So even the door is locked, but the expectation is that someone knocks or buzzes them, they're going to be allowed into the house. As opposed to, if it's 9, 10 o'clock at night, there's still people on the street, there's passers-by outside, the heter pesach pasul, which is rabbim, would technically apply at that time. However, if somebody would knock on your door or ring your bell, the understanding is that you might not want to open up for them. Even though you're probably not sleeping at 9, 10 o'clock at night, but it's already evening hours, it's already going more towards night, it's a little more of a private time, and the understanding is they're not expected to open the door. That person meets you the next day in shul, he's not going to say, hey, I rang your bell last night, 10 o'clock at night, why don't you answer for me? That would not be socially acceptable. It's understood that at 9, 10 o'clock at night, even though you're probably up, you're not necessarily expected to come to the door, to open the door for them. Whereas, if that would have happened 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you might meet that fellow around by my and say, I need something for you this afternoon. I knocked on your door, I ring the bell, why didn't you open? Rav Moshe seems to differentiate that the halacha of pesach pasuach here would depend. That if it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when you're expected to open your door, if someone would knock, so as long as this passes by outside, and there's a chance that someone would knock on your door, so then the heter pesach pasuach applies. Even though right now your door is closed, It seems for a Mishnah could be mitzlach, but since we expected the bus on in if they would ring the bell, if they would knock, so that's good enough. That's considered pas pasuach. There's a constant fear that someone's going to knock on the door, and you're going to feel compelled to open the door for them. This is a step closer to what we said before from the Chazon Ish. As long as it passes by outside, you're scared, and the head of pasuach applies. Chazon Ish is discussing when it's closed but not locked. There's always a little bit of fear of someone opening the door. Ramesh is saying a little bit differently. He's saying because you feel compelled to buzz them in if they ring the bell and knock on the door at that point. As opposed to, if it would be at night, even if it still passes by outside and you have the ingredients for the Heter of Pesach Pasuach, Ramesh would say that unless the door is actually open, you don't have the Heter of Pesach Pasuach Lushas Rabbah. Because someone knocks on the door and rings the bell, you could just not answer it. You continue doing whatever you're doing inside, whatever you want to do inside. If the door is open, they can actually walk in, they can see what's going on, the door is halfway open, they might just knock and walk in. But if the door is closed, even if it's not locked, you feel pretty secure in the evening that you're not going to have to answer to anybody, and therefore the Heter of Pesach Pasuach will not apply. So let's go back to the office setting now. In certain office settings, it would be as such that if the boss, the male boss, have a meeting with his female employee, if another one of the employees in the company would knock on the door, the boss would be expected to say, come in, and they would come in and ask whatever they want to ask. So then we would say, based on Ramesha, that the Heter of Pesach Pasuach would apply. This passes by outside in the hallway, other employees in the company are in the hallway outside the boss's private office, and they're liable to knock on the door, and you have to let them in at any time. But in the other office settings, will be as such that there's a meeting going on, even if it's a one-on-one meeting, the boss with an employee, you can't interrupt. You can knock if you want to knock, and if it's a good time, the boss will let you in. They might choose to ignore your knock. Maybe they'll say, come back later, or maybe they'll ignore you entirely. Then Ramesh would say that the Heter Pesach Pasuach does not apply unless the door is actually open. Now, I want to point out that there's other ways to get the Heter Pesach Pasuach without leaving the door open and without getting involved in this question of the door being closed but not locked. Some offices, there's a large window. You have a large window, and people can see it from the outside. Now, they can't hear, it's soundproof, they can't hear anything that's going on inside, but there's a large window they can see. Now, if anybody could see the man and woman that are inside having the meeting in the office, or even if they only see one of you, they can see the man, and they can see he's sitting by a table having a meeting, or they can see the woman, and she's sitting by a table taking part in the meeting. So then, the Issur Yichud would not apply. You have the Heter of Pesach Pasuach, Lushas Rabbah, in such a case. Because since anybody could see in, it's effectively the same thing as the door being open. Seeing in, seeing through the window, gives you the same thing as the door being open. I want to point out a few more things. First of all, we discuss now Pesach Pasuach Lushas Rabbah, that this passersby outside. The question arises, what if those passersby are Goyim? They're not Yidden. Does that help us or not? We're going to discuss Beis Hashem a different time. There's a concept of a shomer. Now, if somebody is liable to barge in on you, so they're considered a shomer. Now, they're watching out that no aver should take place, because they might come into your house, they might come into your office at any time to see what's going on. They have access and they can come in. For a shomer, the pashtus would be, there has to be a yid. A guy does not qualify for a shomer. What about over here? We're not using an individual person as a shomer, but the fact the streets are full of people. The question comes to me sometimes, you have a Jewish woman who's a therapist, and she gets a job to therapy in the home on a child. She's doing therapy for a child, physical therapy, whatever it is for a child, in a Goyish city, in a Goyish town. I live in Lakewood, New Jersey, and I once got the Shiloh. A man called me up, his wife's a therapist, and she got a very good job now to do therapy, physical therapy, I forgot, PT or OT, for a child in Neptune, New Jersey. Neptune, New Jersey is a Goyish city. Now, sometimes he's going to go there, and just going to be the little young child and the father. Sometimes the mother will be there, sometimes the father. So then you have this Jewish woman alone in the house with a Goyish man. So do you have the Heter of Pesach Pasuach Lushas Rabbah or not? Now one question we have to figure out is Yichud D'Oraisa, a Jewish woman with a Goyish man, or is it D'Rabbanan? We said that the Jewish man with a Goyish woman is only D'Rabbanan. However, the Jewish woman, assuming she's a married woman over here, that's the case that she was, the husband was coming to me, the Jewish woman with a Goyish man, so that's Yichud D'Oraisa. There's a Bir Agra, and without getting into detail, Nevin Ezra Simon Kuf Tezvav, based on the Ramah over there, before it's Yichud D'Oraisa. So according to the guidelines of Rebbe Kamenetsky, that the Heter of Pesach Pasuach Lushas Rabbah, the door would actually have to be open. Okay, let's say we go with the guidelines of Ramesh Feinstein. Let's say we say that it's a time of day that someone would knock on the door and ring the bell, the Goyish man owns the house, he would feel compelled to open the door for them. Or let's say, even go with the guidelines of Rebbe Kamenetsky, let's say it's as such that she would say that she could tell the Goyish man, I feel more comfortable if we leave the front door open a few inches. So do we have the Heter of Pesach Pasuach or not? Because everyone out there is Goyish, there's no Yidden outside. It's not so clear and documented in Pesachim. Halach L'maisa, in this case, I brought the shalot before Shimer, it's a big place here in Lakewood, and he said that he feels the Heter applies even if there's only Goyim on the streets. Because the Heter of Pesach Pasuach is very much a practical Heter. There's people out there that he's scared of, there's people out there, it's a public place. It's, so to speak, not really yichud. So even if we're not trust individual goyish man as a shomer, but it's a public place, even public to many goyim over there, that's a public place. Yet lacking, we'd say in the yeshivish expression, lacking the chefza of yichud. You're missing the whole concept of yichud. And therefore he ruled in that case that they would have the head to pes pesuach. Assuming that they worked it out with the other factors of door being open versus being closed, he wasn't getting involved in that discussion. Another thing I want to say over here before shomer, in regards to the question of the door being open or closed but not locked, sometimes you have at the front door of the house, there could be a screen door or a storm door. So then Rabbi Forshimer suggested that if you leave the main door to the house open and the storm door or the screen door closed but not locked, that's considered open-open. In terms of the discussion that we had, if you have to have open or just unlocked, and in various cases are going to be machmer, and say the door actually has to be open, so Rabbi Forshimer ruled that's considered open. The front door is open, and there's a screen door or storm door that's closed but it's not locked. And the reason is, if someone wants to knock on your door, you know what they're going to do? They're going to open the storm door, the screen door, they're going to go halfway into the front door of your house and start knocking, and they'll practically be standing inside your house already. So that's a solution sometimes. Someone wants to be machmer and make sure the door is actually open, not just unlocked. If you have a storm door, I remember when I moved to my neighborhood, a lot of people, because of babysitter, there's different questions of yichud, they got a storm door, $75, they had a storm door put to their front door, besides other practical benefits of having it. This way for yichud, the front door is open and the storm door is unlocked, that's already negates the serve yichud because you have pesach pasul shram, that's considered actually open. One last point, we said that a Jewish man with a goyish woman is only considered yichud rabbanim. What if that goyish woman is married? So does that become deraisa because she's, so to speak, a married woman? But that, does that remain rabbanim because goyish men and women don't have kedushin and marriage like we have in halacha? So actually, there is an Isser essay of a dog with Ishtoi, Vloy Bishacher. So if a goyish man and a woman get married, now it's not going to make a difference if they do a civil marriage ceremony. It means if they have a committed relationship to each other, that they don't go, that they commit not to stray with other women and other men. So such a committed relationship, they have an Isser essay that the dog with Ishtoi, Vloy Bishacher, that the Taka not allowed to go with other women and other men. So now a Jewish man with a goyish woman who has such a marriage to a goyish man, so now it's not just the rabbanim to be together with her. She has Isser Essay, she's not allowed to be together with him and do an Aver together with him because of a Dovak B'Ishtai. So in such a case, do we say that now it's Yichud Raisa, or do we say it's only Yichud Rabban? It's a Machlekes. The Prisha and the Mishmul, they don't discuss this case of Isser Essay, they discuss similarly Chayv Elavin, a Kayin with a Grusha, with a divorcee, or Yisrael with a Mamzeres, a woman that was born from an illicit relationship. There's an Isser Lav for them to live together. It's not an Erva, not Chayv Kars, but Isser Lav. The Prisha and the Mishmul, they say that Yichud becomes deraisa in such a case. Other Chaim argue in the Agayis, Tam HaMelech and the Shah HaMelech says such a case, it's only the Rabbanon. And the Michas Chinuch makes an extension, and he says the same thing would apply over here, the Jewish man with a Goyish woman who's married. Usually a Jewish man with a Goyish woman is only the Rabbanon. A Jewish man with a Goyish woman who's married, so that's Isser Essay, that's similar to Chayv Elavin, and B'Talim Nisbachalik Zechrenim, is Yichud b'Lem deraisa and Rabbanon. And got practical ramifications for Sveikas as well as based on Rav Kamenetsky's psak, in terms of a door is closed and not locked. On a practical basis, I once asked Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Halacha L'maisa, how you would paskin in this case of the goyish married woman, and he told me that he would treat it as Yichud Rabbanim, like the Mashmois of the Talmud Melech and the Mechas Chinuch, and therefore a door being closed but not locked would be sufficient according to his father's psak in this case.